This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
We've heard a lot about Alibaba this week, the Chinese internet company. Alibaba's IPO could be one of the biggest ever, and Wall Street is drooling over the company's earning potential. One of the biggest reasons for Alibaba's success is its unconventional founder, a guy by the name of Jack Ma. He's surely one of the most powerful men in the world most people have never heard of. Well, someone who had a front row seat to Alibaba's rise was an American armed with a camera. Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz brings us this profile.
In 1995, Jack Ma was an English teacher. A friend introduced him to something called the Internet. Ma typed China in the search engine. The result? No data found. So Ma went to Beijing to try and convince China's government to create the country's first internet site. The film Crocodile in the Yangtze shows grainy footage of a floppy-haired Ma delivering his pitch to a skeptical bureaucrat.
Nowadays, foreigners can use computers from any desktop to find products from around the world. They can order directly from Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore, but they can't order anything from China because right now there's nothing from China on the internet.
The film's director, Porter Erisman, says none of the officials Ma was talking to had even heard about the internet.
You can just see in the footage that the people, when they're looking at him, they really think he's crazy.
Erisman got the footage from a reporter for state-run television who thought it'd be funny to follow Ma around as he got kicked out of one government office after another.
The reason the woman was filming Jack is because she thought that here's a crazy guy who clearly is not going to go anywhere. We should record this as an example of how not to behave.
5 years later, Ma had started Alibaba, which would become the world's largest online marketplace. And Porter Erisman was the company's first foreign employee. At the time, eBay set its sights on China. And Erisman said Jack Ma used his background as a student of martial arts to engage the Western giant.
One of the key principles in martial arts is that you can use an opponent's strength against them. And so when we looked at eBay with their big advertising campaign, we realized there was a way to use that advertising to help promote Taobao.
Taobao, Alibaba's shopping site, launched an aggressive media campaign attacking eBay and questioning which company was better for China. The strategy worked. Every time eBay ran a local ad, it got people thinking about this new Chinese shopping site, Taobao. eBay eventually pulled out of China, and Taobao is a big reason Alibaba is expected to raise billions from investors when it goes public. And that's despite Jack Ma's attitude towards Wall Street, which he shared with Alibaba employees at a company event in Porter Erisman's film.
Let the Wall Street investors curse us if they want. We will still follow the principle of customers first, employees second, and investors third.
Given the potential return on investment for owning Alibaba's stock, playing third fiddle shouldn't be a problem for Wall Street. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.